Case: educate Patty on gathering current sources of income. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Patty, a 53-year-old HR manager at a manufacturing company who runs a weekend catering business on the side, enters looking slightly anxious. The counselor starts with some small talk to establish rapport. Counselor: what brings you in today?
Patty: I'm trying to figure out if I have enough income to cover a down payment on a house. I've been saving for a while, but I'm not sure if I'm accounting for all my money correctly.
Counselor: so you're trying to get a clearer picture of your income as you plan for a home purchase?
Patty: yes, exactly.
I work full-time and have a small side business plus some investments my grandfather left me, but I don't have a good system for tracking it all together.
Counselor: what methods have you tried so far to keep track of your different income sources?
Patty: I get direct deposit from my main job, and I have a separate account for my side business. The investment dividends go into yet another account. It's all spread out, and I'm not looking at the full picture.
Counselor: how do you currently make decisions about how much to save versus spend?
Patty: I mostly focus on my main paycheck and try to set aside a certain amount each month, but I think I could be doing more with the other income if I had a better system.
Counselor: what would help you get a better handle on all your income sources?
Patty: I guess I need some way to see everything together, but I'm not sure how to organize it all. My side business income varies a lot month to month.
Question 1. What questions would help Patty identify all income sources, including ones she might be overlooking? Question 1 sample response. A financial counselor could start with broad questions like, how do you currently receive income? And move on to probe specific categories Patty might overlook, like any irregular tax refunds, bonuses, or cash gifts, earned money from selling items, catering gigs, or helping friends. The counselor could also explore Patty's passive income by asking, do any investments generate dividends or interest? And do you receive any rental income even occasionally?
Question 2. How could the counselor help Patty distinguish between regular and irregular income for planning purposes?
Question 2 sample response. The counselor could help Patty categorize her income by frequency and reliability through a guided conversation. The counselor could ask her to identify which income sources she can count on occurring at regular intervals with consistent amounts, using questions like which income deposits arrive on a predictable schedule versus which income varies in timing or amount. Then the counselor could suggest creating 2 separate columns on her cash flow statement, one for dependable monthly income that can be budgeted against fixed expenses and another for variable or occasional income that might be better allocated toward savings goals, debt reduction, or discretionary spending. This approach would help her develop a sustainable financial plan based on her reliable income while treating irregular income as a supplement rather than something to depend on for essential expenses. Question 3. What approaches could the counselor suggest for consolidating and tracking multiple income streams without creating additional complexity that might be confusing?
Question 3 sample response. First, the counselor could recommend setting up a dedicated income collection account where all income sources are deposited or transferred, creating a single point to monitor total income. Then help Patty create a basic spreadsheet or recommend a user-friendly app with just 3 columns: income source, expected date, and amount. For variable income, work together to establish reasonable monthly averages based on historical patterns. Rather than tracking every minor fluctuation, emphasize monitoring the total monthly income against her needs. If she prefers minimal technology, use a simple calendar system where income deposits are noted on specific dates. The key is finding a system that matches Patty's existing habits while providing enough structure to see the complete picture without overwhelming her with details. Question 4. How might the counselor connect the client's home purchase goal with the need for a comprehensive income assessment?
Question 4 sample response. The counselor could connect Patty's home purchase goal directly to her need for comprehensive income assessment by illustrating how mortgage lenders will evaluate her full income picture. Then the counselor could explain that lenders typically want to see a stable income history, usually verified through 2 years of documentation for all income sources. For her side business and investment income, the counselor could point out that inconsistent or undocumented income might not count toward qualifying, potentially reducing her approved loan amount. This income assessment work can be framed as essential preparation, noting that understanding her complete income situation now gives Patty time to organize documentation, address any potential red flags lenders might see, and possibly make adjustments to strengthen her application.
This approach helps her see income assessment not as an abstract exercise but as a practical step toward her specific homeownership goal.